The House of Representatives takes up legislation today that's meant to speed the development of high-speed internet connections. Congressman Billy Tozen and John Dingell co-sponsored the bill, which would remove some regulations from the four Bell operating companies. Those companies say without regulatory relief, they have no incentive to invest in the new high-speed wiring. But the Tozen-Dingell bill has a dim future thanks to strong opposition from consumer groups and telecom competitors. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It's not easy being a big, powerful phone company. Sure, millions of consumers depend on you for an essential service, but you're also in one of the most heavily regulated industries in the country. That's why Congressman Billy Tozen wants regulators to unchain the enormous power of the Bells.
For this new world of communications, for broadband, high-speed, digital, let's at least agree to keep your grubby hands off of that. And let's let that open up, and let's let Americans have the advantage of competition from every company.
Right now, the Bells complain they have no incentive to invest in high-speed internet access. Here's the reason. The Bell companies are required to share their wires with any and all competitors. Verizon Vice President Tom Talkie says if the Bells upgrade the lines in your neighborhood, the next day a rival company can come in and demand to use those same wires at a discount.
So, in simple terms, we're asked to invest $1,000, but then make that investment available to somebody else at $600 or $700. Well, it doesn't take a financial genius to figure out you're not going to get the kind of investment you want in network facilities if you have that kind of rule in place.
Talkie says Verizon wants this requirement removed, and that's what Tozen-Dingell would do. It would allow the Bells to invest in high-speed networks and then charge whatever price they want to use those wires. Competitors say the Bells often do not obey the regulations that are currently in place. If Congress removes those rules, the Bells will grow even more stubborn. Covad Communications has been offering high-speed access over telephone lines for years. Covad's Dhruv Khanna says the Bells are sitting on what is basically a kind of public property, the phone network, and that resource has to be shared.
All of their network, all components of their network, their rights of way, as well as physical plant, have been built on the strength of a monopoly that remains in place. Frankly, their market share still is in excess of 90%. And deregulation of monopolies is a bad idea.
The huge amount of money at stake has resulted in a lobbying clash of the titans. In one corner, the considerable heft of the Bell companies. In the other, a tag team of long-distance providers and cable companies. Most consumers have noticed little of this unless they were subjected to ads like this one.
America built the best phone system in the world. But now, four giant phone conglomerates that control virtually every home phone in America are carving up the country so they never have to compete. Isn't that the opposite of what Congress had in mind?
All this lobbying may have succeeded in creating a stalemate. Tozen-Dingell has support in the House, strong opposition in the Senate. But in the end, Congress may not decide this issue. Regulators might. The Federal Communications Commission has started a proceeding that could unravel these same rules. FCC Chairman Michael Powell says accelerating the rollout of high-speed or broadband internet access is a kind of national priority.
Broadband deployment is the central communication policy objective of the day. It seems to me that there is a clear consensus forming around this view, as evidenced by so many recent statements from the high-tech industry, software companies, academic institutions, investment community, Congress, and yes, consumers.
Trying to convince consumers they should care about a complicated bill like this one is a tough sell. Most consumer groups oppose Tozen-Dingell, but one, Consumers Union, stopped lobbying against the bill. Consumers Union grew uncomfortable being on the same side of the issue with cable giant AT&T, which Consumers Union has repeatedly attacked for raising its rates. Amidst all this confusion, Congress may well decide to leave things as they are by letting Tozen-Dingell die. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.